You're waking up to Gino and the Magic Morning Show.
All right, here we go. More full moon readings on the Magic Morning Show. Thank you so much for waking up with us, as you do every morning. Greatly appreciated. I'm here with Sarah Moore, North Conway's own psychic medium. And let's just get right to it, because this is a short break here before we get to our news. We have Christy from West Ossaby texting in. She thinks their living female cat, Coco, is trying to tell them something, but the message is not clear. Also, Porcupine keeps hanging out on the front porch. Oh. Does he have a message?
The Porcupine does not. Porcupine is an opportunist, and I feel like it's so symbolic of all the people in your life who come in saying, oh, I don't have any money. Oh, well, go to the fridge. I got some cheese and crackers. Oh, I don't have any milk. It's like, oh, my God, just go to the milk. And I do think there's enough people. Well, I guess the Porcupine is symbolic of something. It doesn't have a message. But you have enough people that are just taking from you and not replenishing your energy or your food or your stock. So you need to kind of create healthy boundaries on that, and the Porcupine will go away, or it will turn its back to you, because right now I see it looking at the house. And the cat doesn't have a message. When you ask me that, the first thing I got is like, you're not petting me right. Like, I like it when my butt is towards your belly and I get to you. I want you to pet from my shoulders down and I don't want you to touch my head. It's so funny. I get not profound at all.
Cats are very particular.
Oh, my God.
If
a cat
them.
Doesn't like you, it will pee in your house. Yes. A dog will just look at you like, I'm sorry. Did I do it wrong?
Right.
But a cat will very clearly let you know.
Let you know, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this one goes out to Kirsten from West Ossaby, texting a question about her cat, fittingly enough. The calls her Kitten, and she is pretty wild and tears up the curtains, rips wallpaper off the walls.
She loves it.
She's questioning whether or not she should keep her. Is she going to grow out of this?
I would not. I actually think this cat will go to a really good home other than yours. This is a cat that needs somebody that needs a project, and I don't think you have time for it. Your life is finally coming together. I don't know what that old video game was where little blocks keep falling down, but I feel like all your blocks are finally in a row.
Tetris.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
And I feel like this cat would do great at somebody else's house, even as a barn cat. It wants to be the center of attention on its terms. I actually see it in a horse barn and having a blast. And I think it will be the cat that always goes up in the rafters and will kind of knock things off over the riders, which is not nice, but kind of funny from my perspective.
So Kirsten should be looking for a new home for Kitten.
I think it's great. You know, sometimes a cat comes into our life or an animal comes in to show us, oh, thank you for saving me, but I'm here for somebody else. And it's not always bad when we rehome.
Yeah, for sure. I agree. I completely agree. Okay, this one says, hi, Sarah. Elizabeth from Madison here. We have an out-of-country property for sale and was wondering if you had any feelings on when it might move.
I heard sell. Yeah. And it feels like it's going to go really fast. I have to tell you, as soon as I try to answer your question, I get a wicked pain in my back, my lower back on my right-hand side, like sciatica, I guess, but it's starting higher than my butt. Let go of the fear and the worry about what if it doesn't sell. That's the only thing that's preventing this from moving. What are we going to do if? Stop making your backup plan and put the plan in motion of what are you going to do with the money or the time when you don't have to go there. I think it's going to, like, I hear immediate, so I'm not worried about that at all. And I hear like in May, but let go of, well, what are we going to do? Are we going to keep it on the market? Are we going to take it off the market? Stop that. You're blocking it.
That one goes out to Elizabeth and Madison. We have one more here before we take our news break. It's got Lindsay from Center Ossipee. A lot of changings happening in her life. She would like to know if she's on the right path.
It's so funny. I feel like you're in the right house, but not in the right room. Your career feels good. Family feels good. Relationship, I get, like it's all right. So if you're in a relationship and it's not giving you what you want, you need to kind of start moving in the direction of what you're looking for, because it feels like it could be safe, but it's not fun. I think you're getting there. Relationship area is the one that I would focus on for you.
Okay, that one goes out to Lindsay. And you've said before, Sarah, too, when you give somebody a reading, they do have the power of changing.
Oh,
that.
You have free will.
Yeah.
Free will is a stinker. We can change any outcome. So if I tell you, yes, you should rehome the cat, and all of a sudden you go to the vet and you get a different med for it, that can change the outcome. And I like that people have free will, because I don't want to be responsible for your outcomes.
Yeah.
I'm a little street sign in your life. So I can tell you what direction looks great, and then I'm human when I'm off the clock. You know, I know sugar doesn't feel good, and guess what's in my coffee?
So there you go. It's something to think about as you're getting your readings here. Keep them coming. Send over your text, 603-356-9145. Right now it's 825. Let's see what's happening.
These are the White Mountains, and Magic 104 knows all about them.